Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Well, I have another great program for you today. Science-based medicine is finally ready to embrace the use of medical Reiki. But what is medical Reiki? How does it work? And can it help you heal? My guest today is Raven Keyes, an internationally recognized Reiki master teacher who has worked with surgeons and other health professionals for many years. Raven also trains Reiki masters from across the globe. In the world of professional sports, she also has brought Reiki to athletes in the NFL and NBA. Her new book is called Medical Reiki, a groundbreaking approach to using energy medicine for challenging treatments. For more information about Raven Keyes or her new book called Medical Reiki, please go to ravenkeysmedicalreiki.com. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to have this opportunity to share what I do with your listeners.
Well, it's wonderful to have you too, Raven. And I know you're talking to us today from the UK, so that's really exciting. So let's tell listeners how you became interested in Reiki and how does one become a Reiki master, Raven?
I became interested in Reiki when I received a very brief treatment, if you will, from my yoga teacher who came to my home because I had private yoga classes with her. And my husband was being led in his poses while she had her hands on the bottoms of my feet. So basically, she wasn't paying any attention to me at all. She was telling him, move this way, go that way, and whatever. But I, at the same time, was having the most remarkable experience of bliss and energy running through me. It was amazing. And I decided that I wanted to learn how to do it myself because I felt like I wanted to share it with other people. So, yeah, to become a Reiki master, one studies with a person that is a Reiki master teacher, and then you're led through the different levels of Reiki. There's Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki master teacher, and along the way, you receive these things called attunements, and they are like an initiation ceremony each time that creates these pathways within you to become like the hollow bone for divine energy from the universe that medical professionals call energy medicine. But it's really actually deeply spiritual. It's whatever makes everything alive. In the big picture, Reiki is a manifestation of E equals MC squared. Energy, matter, forever are together in oneness. And that's what Reiki is really all about. It's not a theory like E equals MC squared is, or a formula. It is the actualization of E equals MC squared. And that's what we are as human beings.
I love that. And I also love, Raven, that our own personal experiences drive us to do certain things and become interested and learn and professionally develop our skills. I love that it really stemmed from your own personal experiences. So you told us, Raven, a little bit about Reiki in general. How does medical Reiki differ or similar, more specifically, than Reiki in general?
Well, Reiki in general is something that you most likely, before COVID would have been experiencing in someone's office or wherever they perform their sessions. So that's one thing. In that case, there you'd be there for an hour, whatever. There would probably be nice music playing, very serene, everything like that. And that's the usual experience. Medical Reiki is Reiki. It's not a different form of Reiki at all. It's the same power. It's the same energy that you would receive in somebody's office, except it's molded and it's structured so it can be used in medicine. So it's a lot to perform Reiki in an operating room, I'll tell you.
I'm so interested, by the way, in how that happens and who does it. So tell us more.
Okay, so I never really looked to have a career in medicine at all. As a matter of fact, I was the least likely person for this to take place, to be given this mission, if you will, because that's how I really see it, as a mission that was given to me from I don't know where, from the universe. But I had a client who needed to have open heart surgery. I initially told her, no, I wouldn't go. But then in the midst of the Reiki session that we were having to get her ready for this, my spirit guide, and you know, I work with angels. So the Archangel Gabriel came and told me that I needed to say yes to her and give her my resume because a whole bunch of things needed to happen from this. So I was so scared. I can't tell you, because it was Dr. Oz, the great and powerful Oz. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't on TV then. He was the premier heart surgeon in New York and really actually America. People came from all over to get heart surgery from him. So anyway, so that's where it started for me. And then one thing led to another. I just kind of escalated on its own. I wasn't trying to make anything happen. But then I was, you know, invited to join his research team. I was like on a list of recommended practitioners that did other kinds of things for patients that were coming to the hospital. All kinds of things started happening. And then so I did lots of work. And then 9/11 came. So a lot of my life shifted at that point. And then I was doing volunteer Reiki at the medical examiner's office, which is, you know, which was really in a tent across from the morgue, and at Ground Zero, at the family center, all this stuff. And I didn't go back to the hospital until like a few years later, when a client was recommended to me who needed breast cancer surgery. And her surgeon, Dr. Sheldon Mark Feldman, was very aware of the fact that I had worked with Dr. Oz. So he wanted to see how this would work. It was called Reiki then. It became medical Reiki after Dr. Feldman and I worked together for more than 10 years with him sending me his patients several times, many times, a lot of times from his office when they were first diagnosed with breast cancer. So it came to us.
Right. Thank you, Raven, by the way, first, for all your good work, both medical Reiki and at Ground Zero on 9/11. Tell us a little bit more, either about what you did for the breast cancer client or the heart surgery client, when you're in the operating room or the client is having surgery. What do you actually do at that point?
Well, if the person is getting those two surgeries or any kind of surgery that's from the neck down, I will be working next to the anesthesia doctor or practitioner. That's my location. We cannot walk around in the operating room, and because it's just not, it's just not negotiable at all. It's we have to stay very, very centered and hold ourselves and the energy and be the hollow bone and send the Reiki into the doctor's patient next to anesthesia. If they were getting brain surgery, then we would be at the feet because the sterile field would then be up at the top of the body. But anyway, so if somebody's getting a heart surgery, it's a lot to go through. It really is, because there's electric saws cutting up the bones. You know, it's really, really intense.
Wow.
And yeah. And so I can't stand the sight of blood. I really can't. And I am squeamish to a fault. But somehow or another, I was given this mission to make all this happen and to really learn how to get along with anesthesia. I've developed a protocol in how to do this work. And that's what I train people in. The people that come and take my training are already Reiki masters that have been trained in person by a Reiki master teacher. I don't allow people to take the training that took their training online. I don't believe that that qualifies them to do this work. It's so intense.
Yes, it's so intense. And I was just wondering how you did in the operating room. Thanks for sharing that you were squeamish in like the sight of blood, but you continue to do it. Amazing. Now I know, Raven, that you argue that doctors need medical Reiki for their patients and for themselves. So yes. Share with us a little bit about the outcomes or the benefit of medical Reiki.
Well, what's been noted is that blood pressure remains steady on the operating table. There's a need for less anesthesia. Recovery time is really fast. There's not a need for a lot of pain medication. The surgery itself goes quicker than expected. Everybody in the room has a different experience. The doctors, people are sensitive to different levels, but I've had people come up to me at the end of a surgery, because that's what they do all every day, is they're in surgery, and there's a certain amount of sameness. This has to happen, that has to happen. It doesn't matter which surgery it is, but there is a routine. And if it's breast surgery, then there's a routine for that. If it's brain surgery, there's a routine. But when I'm in the operating room or medical Reiki master is in there, the doctors and the technicians experience something, because the fact is we come in there with this divine energy. It's spiritual energy. And all these angels get activated in the room, or whatever kind of guardians, guides, Davis teachers work with these health professionals. They come awake. And they become part of the surgery. So it's a completely different experience for them. And then for surgeons, it's like, I don't know how they do what they do. They are like heroes to me. They're brave and they pick up a scalpel and they're like going to fix something that really needs fixing. They're like amazing. At the same time, they are human beings before they are professional healers, and they suffer. They really do, because they get burnout and secondary trauma. A lot of things happen to them because they are healers in the big picture. That's where their hearts are. If they weren't healers, they could never have gotten through everything they had to go through to get to the point where they're standing in an operating room. And that's a fact.
And so medical Reiki can help them as well?
Yes, because the outcomes are so much better. Their patients do better. If I've not lost anybody on the table yet, but if somebody died on the table, I'm already working with angels. Their angel, my angel, all the angels. If somebody's going to pass to the other side, there's going to be an event that's divine. And so, doctors take that really hard if they lose a patient. We can help them with that, but it's just a lot that we can do. And then my experience, that what I've witnessed, is that to be a surgeon, to be in that whole scene, it's a very lonely existence. You're supposed to be the number one champion of the world. Bernie Siegel speaks about this in his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, about how, you know, to be the lead surgeon, everybody just calms down when you enter the room. It's like a sigh of relief. But in the meantime, the lead surgeon is carrying all this responsibility and has to do the best work they can possibly do. It's a lot. And
it's exhausting and so much stress and pressure. Yeah. I agree. So tell us then, I mean, these are wonderful stories and I love the outcomes of medical Reiki, both for patients, for other medical professionals, and as you suggest or indicate, for surgeons themselves. So what motivated you then, Raven, to write your new book called Medical Reiki?
I had no choice. I had to do this work. It was a request beyond a request from the angels. It was like I was told, first of all, I was in a very bad situation. My husband was very, 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 very ill and was dying.
Sorry.
Yes. And so I was here in Glastonbury, where I am right now, and I was up on this sacred mountain called the Tor, and I was crying, and Archangel Gabriel came to me and held me and just comforted me and then told me that for myself to get better and to heal from all of this stuff that was going on, they had a request, they meaning the angels, that I train other Reiki masters and everything I knew about going into surgery. Once more, it was said, this needs to happen. It needs to happen for humankind. This must happen. Please do this. I humbly say I'm the only person who's a Reiki master who's been in surgery and taken care of breast cancer patients from the time they were diagnosed to the end of their treatment in many cases. And now have, you know, there's so much that's going on with research projects. Everything is all originating from that one request that was made. And then it was like, you have to write the book. You know, it started to be told to me that I needed to write the book, not immediately, because first I had to organize all this training program. And Dr. Feldman really insisted that I start a company. He's like, you have to start a company. You have to, because the protocol, everything that you've created must be protected. It needs to be taught, but it has to have clout behind it. You have to have a company that stands behind this. So that's why everything. That's why everything.
That's why you created the company and why you wrote the book, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so who do you want to read the book, Raven?
Everybody. I want everybody to read it because there are, you know, exercises, meditations in the book. There's so much illness in the world right now for all these different reasons. And I speak about that in the beginning of the book, like, you know, why people are ill in today's world. And more and more people are ill all the time. And that goes before what the situation we're in right now with COVID and everything. There are people that need Reiki. They need it, medical Reiki, to get them through all these harrowing treatments that can save their life and leave them completely shattered. And so, you know, there's that. Then there's the caregivers of people who are ill. And then there are the doctors themselves, the surgeons, you know. And then the angels say that this information, like, it's my job is to train people to create this elite band of Reiki practitioners that are accepted by medicine. That's the whole issue, because there are so many people that are ill and there are so many people involved in the medical world that this evolution will happen because the divine energy that Reiki is changes the vibration of the patient, of everybody in the operating room, of everybody's families, everybody. And that's what the angels say needs to happen, is humankind must evolve.
And with that energy. And so you have been talking about medical Reiki and examples that illnesses or challenging situations or treatments within an operating room. Would medical Reiki, Raven, also work outside the operating room? And even would it work with mental health issues or illnesses?
Yes, it can be used for everything. The thing that's amazing about Reiki is that it's intelligent energy. It knows what needs to happen. Does something need to be released? Does something need to be embraced? Does something need to be healed physically? Is it mental, emotional, physical, etheric, causal, Buddha? What is it? And it really goes to what is needed. So yes, it's used for everything. And I've been told by the angels too that, you know, shamans do plant medicine. Even today, there are a lot of people that do plant medicine. Shamanism is a very big thing in the world, and it's evolving, and more and more people are getting involved with it. But plant medicine is a specific thing. And shamans can go out on the land if they have a client and ask the plants, are you the right plant for this client? What do I do? Do I make a tea? How do I use you? And do I have to say anything or make a sound? What do I do? So that's the work of a shaman. Well, chemotherapy is based on plants. It's plant medicine, but not every plant is right for every person. That's why the shamans go out and find out what needs to happen. I've been told by the angels that when people get medical Reiki during chemotherapy, and we've done tons of that, it changes. There's a translation made because it's intelligent energy. It makes it so that the plant medicine, the medicine, is what the cells need.
That is fascinating. Thank you for that clarification. That is wonderful. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Raven, and I know you said you provide exercises and meditations and affirmations within your book. In a few minutes only, can you give listeners an affirmation and exercise to do at home for further healing?
Let me just go look in my book. I'll tell you, yes, I certainly can. One thing that you can do is when you're standing in the shower, you can envision that there's light also coming, not just water, but golden light is coming, and that it's washing over you. And you can affirm, say while you're standing in the shower and in the light, I embrace perfect health. I am perfectly healthy. I experience complete wellness. I am healed. I am healing. I am healed. I am healing every minute. You get the idea.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. So if I have an illness, if I have an issue, physical or mental health issue, if I stand in that shower and say those affirmations, that there will be positive outcomes.
There will, especially when you're inviting in the light. You could just use your imagination. Our imaginations are fabulous healing tools.
I love that, Raven. Thank you so much. And listeners, that was wonderful advice, a wonderful message. It's been so wonderful talking to you, Raven. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome. And thank you very much for inviting me.
And again, listeners, if you're interested in Raven Keys or her new book called Medical Reiki, a groundbreaking approach to using energy medicine for challenging treatments, please go to RavenKeysMedicalReiki.com. And that's Raven Keys, K-E-Y-E-S. MedicalReiki.com. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry. TheLoveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.